Today, Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales is remembering the strange and tragic part it played in Australia's World War I history. On this day, 100 years ago, two men brandishing a Turkish flag opened fire on a trainload of picnic goers near Broken Hill. It was the first and only attack on Australian soil during the war. Descendants of the victims and survivors are gathering in the town to remember the attack, as Jacqueline Breen reports.
New Year's Day, 1915. Around 1,200 locals from Broken Hill had crowded onto open-roofed train carriages to travel to a picnic in the nearby small town of Silverton. But just a few kilometres out of town, shots rang out. Christine Adams is from Broken Hill's Railway and Historical Museum.
And for a few seconds, they even thought that there was part of the celebration of New Year's Day. And then they saw, a couple of people had gone down in the wagons bleeding.
The bullets came from behind an ice cream truck parked by the rail side, which was flying a Turkish flag. 17-year-old Al McCowie was the first of six people who were killed that day, including the two gunmen who were shot by police. Another seven people were injured. This morning, almost 100 of Alma's descendants and relatives will attend the commemorations at Broken Hill's Railway Museum, including these women, some of Alma's nieces.
We've had one relative come from Queensland on his motorbike. Yeah. I don't know if he's here yet.
But... No, it's going to take 3 days to get here.
His mother hopes.
Yes.
The attackers were from Broken Hill's migrant Camellia community. Police say a letter found on the younger man, an ice cream vendor named Gul Mohammed, stated that he was a subject of the Ottoman Sultan and that, quote, "I will fight and kill your people because your people are fighting my country." Just a few months earlier, the Ottoman Empire had joined the First World War with Germany against the British, and it was thought that the war was a motivation for the two gunmen. But the situation was more complex. Christine Adams.
He and the older man had their own perceived grievances of how they were treated. It was the White Australia policy was still in vogue. They didn't have a very good life here. If you read earlier accounts of the way they were described by the local media, it was pretty horrific.
So the older gunman, a butcher named Mullah Abdullah, said his target was the town's inspector, who'd harassed him for butchering meat without a proper licence.
From what I've read, there's one bloke had a bit of a blue with the health inspector about killing the meat. Probably thought it weren't healthy back in them days. I don't know. From what I can gather, that one was only a young bloke and the other bloke was an older bloke and he was supposed to be a bit silly, and they must have just went off their head and started shooting.
Bobby Shamrose is a descendant of Broken Hill's Afghan Camellias. He's a caretaker of the city's tiny tin mosque, the oldest in New South Wales. He says the Broken Hill Camellias refused to bury the bodies of the two gunmen after the attack.
They never had nothing to do with that. They weren't the ones that done it. It was just these two, I don't know what you'd call them, just these two blokes that just went off the rails and took things into their own hands.
It's not known where the two gunmen are buried. The 17-year-old victim, Al McCowie, is in the Broken Hill Cemetery. Her 100 relatives, including niece Peggy Corney, will be visiting tomorrow, 100 years after she was buried.
But really, this weekend, for all of us, I think one of the headlines was Remembering Alma, and that's what we're all about, really, just that. And getting to meet relatives we haven't met before.
And remembering that one day in 1915, the only day, when the distant war in Gallipoli in Europe came to a small town in outback New South Wales.
Jacqueline Breen in the Silver City.